gosh. Look what she's wearing. It's so last season. Ew.
It's time for Fashion on the Fly.
Fashion on the Fly. Only on 93.1 Jams.
Well, I'm always checking her out at It's Me, Kelsey 22, and I'm like, look at how long those legs are. I get very jealous when it comes to Kelsey Christine. She's an absolute beauty. She is a professional beauty blogger. She's so damn good. I always say it, that she was able to quit, say, I don't want to work for you anymore. I want to do what I love to do each and every day. So she was able to do that, and now she's the ambassador of Ulta. She knows it all. Give it up to Kelsey Christine. Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go back to your long legs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. <let's...
laughs> Well, I don't know. What can I say?
Yeah. No, we were just talking off air. It's really funny. I was like, you know, Kelsey, the hat that you're going to be talking about, I remember buying that from you. And then she's like, well, no, Krista, mine's the men's version because I have a big head. I'm like, well, that's okay, girl. I got a small head, short legs. You got long legs and a big head.
Right. It's too funny. I was just about to tell you off air, too, on the Nordstrom sale last year, too, I bought a $280 hat because it fit my head, and I justified that to myself. And then I was like, wait. It was definitely an impulse buy, so I ended up returning it. I'm like, I'll find a hat eventually. It only took a year to find another one, but I tried the men's version of this hat, and it fits my head.
Well, it's super cute, so let's get into the fabulousness of what we're talking about this week.
Sure, so... this week's topic, it's November, obviously. Also, happy November. I know it's November 3rd, but it's November, which means it's the month of Thanksgiving. And so I'm not sure how different the holidays are going to be this year with all that's going on and everything. But I still wanted to round up some outfit ideas for more of a casual style Thanksgiving. I'm usually like a more casual style Thanksgiving type person, but I like casual cute, you know, like dressed up casual. Are you guys, side note, totally squirrel, are you guys decorating for the holidays right now, or are you waiting until after Thanksgiving?
Oh, no, my tree's already up.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Okay, so I just did a poll on my Instagram yesterday asking people, and most people, I think it's actually 50-50 if they decorate before Thanksgiving or after. Tracy, what about you?
I usually do it after.
You do it after? Okay.
Yeah.
I was always a Black Friday. I loved waiting day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, instead of going shopping. I loved decorating, but obviously being a content creator, I kind of have to do it a little early.
Yeah.
So it just like gives me, it makes me happy seeing all that up and those lights at night just are the best.
I just like the Christmas balls that I can put all over my house. The minute, you know, when I'm able to put balls around my house, I'm going to be ready for that.
That's why she decorates so early, Kelsey. It's the balls.
That's the reason, huh?
It is.
That is too funny. And this weather is not even like Christmas, which I'm digging too. I love this weather.
I know, it's really nice.
That we're having one more week of warmth. I'll take it. But anyway, Thanksgiving here in Wisconsin is usually like a little cooler. I think it snowed last Thanksgiving. I can't remember, but I know it's always chillier. So I did a little bit more of warmer, cozier outfits, and I did a lot of a neutral palette. So I put together four different outfits over on the blog, and I'm going to talk about each of them today. Obviously, like we always say, these are outfits that you can go on my blog and purchase each individual item, or like you always say, Krista, if you guys have something in your closet already that is along the same lines, then this can kind of help you, inspire you to put these outfits together. So just wanted to note that before we get into it. But the first one I put together was this cozy sweater with jeans and booties. And I know I said it was more neutral, but this one's got a little pop of color. It's like a mustard yellow. It looks very vibrant on the blog post, but it's more like a mustardy yellow, which I think is still more of a neutral. But it's a very cozy sweater from Amazon, and then I paired it with some jeans and booties. I threw on a cute leopard headband with it that just kind of added a little bit more, not dressier, but, you know, added a little more style and a little pop of print. And then this type of sweater you can tuck under and wear with jeans, or you can pull down and wear with leggings. So that's why I love the sweater and wanted to include that one. And then I just threw on booties with it. I have these combat boots that I talked about a couple blog posts ago. I think we missed that last week. That was a couple weeks ago where I talked about combat boots. But you could change that up too and wear flats with it. You could wear loafers if you wanted like a little bit more casual style. either way would work. So that is that guy. The next one is going to be a mock sweater with jeans and over-the-knee boots. So this is a little bit more dressed up. Still, I feel like on the casual side because you're not wearing like a fancy dress or anything like that. But the mock neck is, you know what a mock neck is?
Yes.
You know what a mock neck is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So it, for those of you that are listening that don't know, it's basically a turtleneck, but it's not quite a turtleneck. It doesn't like suck you in at the neck. It just kind of goes up a little bit towards the neck and stops. Some mock necks too fold under. This one doesn't. It just kind of like cuts off right at the base of the neck, or I guess the bottom of the neck. But this one's just a taupe one that I paired another one from Amazon, of course. As you guys know, I love my Amazon.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then paired it with some over-the-knee booties, and we know you guys like over-the-knee booties, too.
I have them on, girlfriend, right now.
Do you?
Yes, nice. I do.
Tracy, do you have yours on?
I don't have the ones on that I got from you. Not today, no.
Do you have over-the-knee boots on right now, though?
I do, yeah.
You, guys,
mm-hmm.
you do?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are both rocking them. All right. Yeah. Well, you guys know I love over-knee boots. So that is a perfect way to just like throw those on, and you'll dress up just a more casual look regardless for Thanksgiving. I should ask you guys, are you doing anything for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I am.
Year?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys typically do family stuff or like a big gathering where you'd want to dress up?
I mean, normally... So this year, with everything going on, it'll just be me and my family. But normally, we do try to, you know, get together with all the cousins and stuff like that. So,
Yeah. I think we're going to try to get up or, like, meet up with my mom. But it's a little, you know, you never know. Wisconsin's a little crazy right now. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But the next one I wore to the pumpkin patch, which this top that I'm wearing was a bestseller the last 2 weeks on my Instagram. So I share on Instagram different outfits and whatnot. And this was definitely like the most clicked on, most purchased item. And it's a plaid button up with distressed black jeans. So I just kind of wore it open. It's a baby doll plaid top, which I've never seen that before. It's got this little baby doll look to it. And it just makes a plaid button up a little bit more feminine and flattering.
Yeah.
Gives you a little bit more shape. So I wore that with a white t-shirt, left the plaid button-up opened, and then distressed black jeans. And then I actually paired it with some working-type boots. So those are like going to be like more of the flat lugs or Timberland-looking type boots. They have tons out there right now.
Don't forget the hat.
I was just going to say, I almost forgot the hat. Yes. So the hat is a wide-brim hat. So Krista has the exact same hat in the women's version.
Mm-hmm.
You bought it, what, for my closet sale?
I did.
Yes.
In your basement.
Yes. You weren't able to make the closet sale, so you came early. So, yeah, I sold that to you from the closet sale, and because it didn't fit my head, because I have a problem with hats fitting my head. Someone told me, or I watched it online or something, that they're like, if hats don't fit your head, try the men's version. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I don't think about that. So I tried it, and it fits perfectly. And it also comes with a little tie inside to make it a little bit more snug. I don't need the tie. I actually have used it once on a windy day because the hat was, like, trying to fly off. But it's a great hat. It's super sturdy, and I think it's under $20, too, typically. Or under $25. I can't remember. But it's super, super affordable, and I love the structure of it, too.
Well, I'll tell you, when it comes to plaids, I think it's the hottest look on a dude. So, ladies, if you like a guy that is, like, super trendy, that wears, like, the plaid tops and the really nice boots and the nice jeans, this is what you're going to look like as a lady, though, because you're going to look really sexy. It is. It's a sexy version of it. Like, it's, you know, it's the women's version of this sexiness of a plaid. I just love it.
Speaking of the men's hat, too, do you like those types of hats on men? I don't think I've ever seen in person this type of wide brim hat on a man. Have you? I have in like TV shows, but never in person, like in Wisconsin.
Yeah, not here, but we interviewed a celebrity known as Greg Scott. He wore this when he won the big show on TV. So yeah.
Okay.
But not here.
They look good, but yeah. I've never actually like personally known anyone that's worn them. I tried to get Connor to put it on, but he didn't want to.
Come on, hubby. Let's do this.
I know. Come on. Be my guinea pig.
Kelsey, what would you say is your hottest look that you have? Because I'm seeing a really cute one, and you got those, of course, leather-looking pants on.
Yeah, so the last one is a tunic with faux leather leggings. You know I love the faux leather leggings. My favorite one, oh man, so that is probably going to be probably the sweater because it's just going to be like the most oversized and hides the food baby, you know? Yeah. Actually, I don't know. The Sphinx leggings on Thanksgiving are great, but they're a little bit snug. Once you eat a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want something that you can kind of like unbutton.
Yeah. So Kelsey,
but I don't know. I think leggings probably.
So Kelsey, would you say like you're more of a casual dresser than for Thanksgiving?
I would say, yeah, I've been in the past. I've been more of a dressier, type person where I loved to just get dressed up and look cute. But we used to do larger family gatherings on Thanksgiving and now it's been a little bit more intimate. So I like to just like cozy up on the couch afterwards and, hang out in jeans to me are comfortable too and casual. So jeans and a sweater, I think, is always my go-to. So yeah, I would definitely say I'm more casual.
Well, you can get all these go-to looks and see Kelsey, all these adorable ways that you can enjoy your Thanksgiving, by how?
Oh, sorry. No. Tracy, that part. Yeah. That's me.
Kelsey, where can people find you?
Thanks. I'm on the blog is KelseyChristine.com. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter at itsmekelsey22. And then also I'm on YouTube at Kelsey Christine.
Yes, and you can get exclusive access to Kelsey's website by texting the word FLY, F-L-Y, to 608-321-0931.
Thank you, Miss Kelsey Christine. We love you, honey.
Thank you. Have a good Tuesday.
You enjoy yourself. And, of course, enjoy the beautiful weather and a happy election.
Oh, yeah. Yes, happy election day.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye. All right.
Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams. There you have it. Fashion on the Fly. Kelsey Christine on 93.1 Jams.